6:14, Mike and Casey, and it is Take Your Halloween Candy to Work Day. It is also a big day on TV.
Yeah, CNN's got a new morning show. It just started about 15 minutes ago, and one of the three hosts is Caitlin Collins. You saw her for years covering the White House for CNN and making a name for herself. Now she's getting up early, but she's still feeling lovely.
I'm lovely because I got up at a normal hour this morning. Talk to me in 24 hours and we'll see how I'm feeling.
Well, you're talking to two radio people who've been doing this for a long time, getting up at like 4 in the morning. So when are you going to get up?
I think I'm going to start a little earlier than I normally would, but I might adjust it as time goes on and I get more comfortable in the role. But I think I'm going to get up at about 3:15.
3:15 a.m. Wow.
There's so much, you know. You got to, like, get up. You got to wake yourself up. You got to prep. As a woman, you got to go to hair and makeup. There's so many things that have to go into it.
Now, let me ask, do you have a driver that picks you up and delivers you to hair and makeup?
So this is actually a great question because when I covered the White House in Washington, I did not have anyone who picked me up. I just got myself to the White House every day. But now in New York, that is part of the perks that they give you since you have to get up so early. But it's so funny because I keep forgetting that I have someone who's outside my house and I'll call like an Uber or something, or I'm getting ready to walk. And then I go out there and I'm like, oh crap. Like I forgot that someone's out here. So yes, I will have someone luckily at 4 o'clock in the morning to greet me.
We're talking with Caitlin Collins this morning. She starts the new morning show called CNN This Morning with Don Lemon and Poppy Harlow. We had Poppy Harlow on the show. We loved her. So you're right up there with her now.
Well, I hope that I can do her justice because she is awesome. It's fun to digest the news together with two smart colleagues that you respect and admire. And so I'm looking forward to doing that every day.
Are you nervous?
I don't think I'm nervous. I want the show to be a great product. I want it to be somewhere that people feel like they can come for 15 minutes in the morning. They get a good grasp of what's going on in the world that day, that, you know, maybe they learn something new, that they have a better, deeper understanding of something that they didn't before. And so it's not so much nervous as I just really want to have a great show that is something that people can count on, that they can reliably turn on in the mornings. And I think I'm just really intent on making sure that we can bring that to our viewers.
You just described the Mike and Casey radio show.
Well, we can share, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we can share. We're going to play this Tuesday morning on the radio station. So it would be nice if you dropped in Mike and Casey during the first broadcast or pulled on your ear or something.
Okay, you sound like my dad now, who when it's his birthday, he's like, are you going to tell me happy birthday on air? And whenever I was from the White House, you know, we'd have 2 minutes on air to deliver our reports. And my dad would always want me to sneak in something, some little sign for his birthday or something. It was so funny. And as of 2 weeks ago, I am now a New Yorker, which has been really fun. And I'm enjoying getting to know the city that I really did not know very well before now.
Okay, when you get in the car with the driver, have him put on 100.7. Think of us as a low-grade fever, okay?
Okay, I'm writing that down right now, 100.7. I will listen to you guys in the morning if you watch me. How about that?
Deal.
That's an easy one. We have a big screen TV in the studio, and it's right above Casey's head, but I'm looking right at it all morning. And you came on,
really?
Our boss, Bruce, walked in, yeah. And Bruce says, is that Caitlin Collins? Like, he's like your biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hi, Bruce. I hope you are enjoying our interview, and I hope he watches as well. Thank you for having me on. We're really excited about this show, and we have a good vision of what we want it to be, and you know better than anyone what people like to wake up to, and so I hope we can bring a little bit of that to the mornings on CNN as well.
Thank you, Caitlin. You're perfect. We really enjoyed talking to you.
You guys are so sweet. Thank you so much.